Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Meston Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Meston Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma, 580-552-1555.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Registrations are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Quite a week for international negotiations bearing fruit. On Wednesday, we had the signing at the White House of the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal. Been talking about that. Yesterday, final passage in the U.S. Senate of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, USMCA. We were actually on the telephone as it was being voted on in the Senate with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas.
I'm speaking to you this moment. I'm watching a screen on C-SPAN 2 out of the corner of my eye, and it appears, if this is the final passage, that there are 90 yes votes at this moment to agree to the USMCA trade agreement. 90 yes out of 100, that's an amazing show of support for what the president negotiated with our neighbors in Mexico and Canada.
One final adjustment within the Senate counting of the aye votes for USMCA made it 89-10 at the end of the day. And Congressman Lucas says it's really important to get this uncertainty that's been hanging over NAFTA for a while done and behind us with our North American neighbors.
I don't expect any problems with the Canadian Parliament ratifying this version of USMCA. The big challenge was getting it out of the United States House and getting Mexico City to agree to it. Again, we'll just need a little time to flesh out the final rules and to start moving product.
Former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas. Agriculture groups, for the most part, lining up and saying hip, hip, hooray for the Senate passage of the USMCA. American Farm Bureau, for example, saying that this trade agreement comes at a critical time for farmers and ranchers, increasing optimism that we'll turn the corner in 2020. So says Zippy Duval, American Farm Bureau president. He says USMCA is an important step forward toward restoring the competitiveness of Americans' farmers and ranchers, strengthening our trade relationships in North America, and setting an example for agreements with other important trading partners. Not just Farm Bureau saying two thumbs up. You've got the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the National Pork Producers Council. You've got the National Sorghum Producers. You've got the National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, U.S. Wheat Associates, American Retailers Association, and on it goes. Lots of comments up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You can go and check those out at your convenience. By the way, one group that was very unhappy with the Senate passage of USMCA, RCAF USA, saying they're disgusted that Congress did not demand mandatory country of origin labeling be reinstated within these negotiations. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.